Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
St. Louis, DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Tuesday to you. Wheeler is out one more day. He'll be back tomorrow, and then I will be taking off Friday. Just got something to do that day I need to get done. And so the whole team will be back together tomorrow. Our buddy Trisha is sitting in with us for about an hour. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
It's always good to see you.
Likewise. Yeah. Thank you so much for having me.
I like how we just like catch each other sometimes during the day. We're just like, oh, we need a hug.
We hug. I don't hug every colleague like I hug you, yeah. But I do. And it would feel weird not to.
I know. Yeah. Trisha was asking how our week has been, and I said, oh, I had the worst show in 5 years yesterday. And it's really true, and I kind of pride myself on being accurate. Like, I'm not afraid to go home to the family and say, I killed it. Like, I had a really funny show. I did a joke and said I was Grimace instead of Grimace, and like whatever it happens to be. And so likewise, when I suck, I think I should just say I suck.
You know when it hits and when it doesn't.
Yeah,
you never
you
suck as bad as you think you
I
do.
I agree with that.
But
I agree with that.
You know when it's when it feels good.
No, and I have vacation coming up the first week in August, and I can tell I need it. And doing this for a living, I've only done this and, you know, been a lawyer, and I didn't work very hard at that. But at this, I empty it out every single day. And like literally, I make sure that everything on my show sheet is said. And you get to the point where you start to feel like you're scraping the rusty bottom of a bucket. And it's a real, but it's just a real thing. It's so weird. It's like being physically tired when like Amy, who runs marathons, and she runs a marathon and someone says, let's go run a half marathon. You're like, I can't. I just did this thing. I can't do that. And mentally, it feels the same way. Do you get that, Rach?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And it really helps to take a week off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've never taken a week off and didn't come back completely recharged.
Well, you do so much show prep by just living, too, that if you can step away from your day-to-day routine, all of a sudden that bucket that you're talking about is full again.
Yeah. And sometimes when you do as much show prep as I do living, if you have a couple of days where you're not living that much, your notebook's pretty empty.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know how you do it. I mean, because I'm a creature of habit, so I'm in routine. So every day, you know, I wake up at the same time. I do the same things. I come here, I do the same things. If I had to talk about that, people would be like, wow, this is boring. So it's hard to live a life to such an extent where you can fill 4 hours a day.
Yeah. So, have you always been a creature of habit?
You know, in my 20s, I was wild. I'm sure I had some fun stories then, but now it's,
Yeah. Trains are running on time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I How's the boy?
Best. He's great. He'll be one tomorrow.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
One tomorrow. Yeah, he's doing really, really great. He's trying to walk. Biggest news lately, he got pooped on by a bird.
Hey,
oh, no.
Yep, that's good luck.
A walk. That's what I'm saying. And a lot of adults never have that experience.
Yeah, no, that's good luck.
Before a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's awesome.
When you blowing it out? You having a big...
No, because it's not... He doesn't care. Mm-hmm. It's for us. And it's miserable to try to plan. So now we're just going to a little park.
That's great.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Bernie.
Thank you.
Yeah. What's his middle name?
So Bernard is his middle name.
Okay.
He's a third. Edward Bernard Everding the Third.
So
if he wants to be knighted, he's already got this regal name.
No kidding. Man, oh man.
Yep.
He's going to be something.
He is something.
Right?
Yeah.
Wow. Happy birthday to my sister, Deb. Today is her birthday.
Happy birthday, Deb.
So I hope she has a good day. What was the birthday thing? Give me a second. If I don't think of it now, I'll think of it. I got an email from someone. Remember the email I got from the lady who didn't want to shave her husband's back?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It was like that. Shoot, I'll think of it. But it had to do with the birthday. Yeah, I got an email from a lady yesterday who has been married like 30 years and she's just done shaving her husband's back.
Sure. I mean, at some point, the day just comes.
Yeah. And he had his 10-year-old daughter do it, which really bothered everyone who I've told that story to.
Bothers me.
Yes.
Yep,
yes.
Sure does.
And it bothered me. It's not like I was like, yep, that's what I would do. But
I'm sure it's innocent, but
it's too much of a burden to put on a 10-year-old girl.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you shouldn't have to shave any, like, at that point. Like, that's a little too early to be, like, shaving your legs or anything. But then it's like, no, we need you to shave your dad's back. Like, it's just too much.
Yes.
Too much to put on a person. A
lot of layers.
Yes. do you guys see J.D. Vance running? Did you see the video?
I saw him at a brisk jog, I guess.
Yes.
I guess to go, like, take care of his kid at Disneyland.
Yeah. I don't know.
Did he look supernatural?
Oh yeah, he looked like a sprinter.
Mm-hmm.
No, he looked like
Amy Marks scores out there.
He looked like a middle aged woman running. Like it just wasn't right.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't get the whole, like, everyone's like really picking apart the Disneyland visit. I don't care enough to like do a deep dive and figure out like what's really going on. But like all the clips I've seen, I'm just like, who cares?
What are they trying to make out of it?
Apparently, like, Newsom, like, slammed J.D. Vance for his Disneyland trip. I genuinely did not care enough to even click and find out, like, what he had done that was supposedly wrong. I saw that he's getting heckled while he's at Disneyland. I saw the running video. It's like, it feels like a pretty big, like, non-story to me, but... Mm-hmm. I feel like anytime J.D. Vance does anything, it's going to be picked apart, so...
Yeah.
Just one of those things.
I don't feel that bad for him, though, because I dislike him.
Fair enough. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just, you know.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just so, I don't know. It's just so weird that he's our vice president. It's weird for me to think that someone 39 is too young. Because 39.
It's young for what he's doing.
Yeah.
It is that. And as far as picking apart innocuous things, I think that there's... It's probably like, okay, he's running to do what I don't even actually know about the incident. He goes to Disney World with his family. But when you're in a position like that, you put yourself in the spotlight, you put yourself in, you've run, you've been elected. People are going to criticize. Yeah.
Did you guys make much of President Trump keeping the trophy from the Chelsea? Like, it's all over social media.
So what I saw was he they were taking the photos, like celebrating their win, and he wouldn't get out of the photos. Like he kept like hoisting the trophy up. I'm confused though by the fact that he gets to keep the trophy. Was it already at the White House and he won't give it back?
No, he took it with him. And he says that some person of note said, "We're going to have another trophy made. You keep this one." But it's like, I don't know.
I thought it was the video. That video is kind of funny because instead of scooting off to the side,
he's not having it.
No, he just kind of gets swallowed up by the team's like, he's going to stay. All right. I guess we're doing this anyway.
And,
yeah.
Do you guys see the Six Flags thing? They've made a new rule that kids 15 and younger have to be with someone 21 and older. So the days of running Six Flags are kind of over, which makes me really sad because that was my first taste of freedom, was being 10, 12 years old. And with my cousins, my mom and dad just being like, okay, we'll see you for lunch. Here's where we're meeting. And just, it was just magic. So.
Yeah, I heard this. Now, I didn't know if it was in just the evening time or
like
if it was all day.
4 to 8 or something like that.
Because I agree. I grew up running wild. On the other hand, I do think that it is kind of nice from a safety standpoint because there is just so much riffraff in the world today and that it's unfortunate. But if I'm going to take a little there and I know that like everybody's being as responsible as possible, I like that as a grown up.
Phoebe's dating a kid who lives in Milwaukee now, and she went up and stayed with his family for a few days last weekend, and they went to Summerfest in Milwaukee and said they had an absolutely great time. But she said every concert always ends in fights. Mm-hmm. Like every outing for young people ends up in giant fights.
I mean, look at the 4th of July downtown. Everything. Yeah. Look at everything downtown. Yeah. Everything downtown is people under the age of 18. You know, you can't ID people and it's, and you don't, your brains aren't fully developed. Mine wasn't. You don't understand consequences. I get needing some responsibility.
Yeah.
Responsibility.
Isn't it interesting getting to that age where you're saying the things you're saying right now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, these kids, there's a lot of riffraff out there.
They don't even know. Their brains aren't developed.
You'd be watching these guys pretty close. Oh, I remember what it was. A lady who's, let me get this right. I should just read these, but I always paraphrase them. A lady's brother's birthday is today. Same as my sister. And she has not spoken to him in almost 10 years because when her child was a baby, like a newborn, he came over to see it and gave it a bunch of kisses with a cold sore.
Oh.
And they had a giant fight about it. And she's not spoken to him in 10 years and was asking me, should I make amends? And I said, I think you should always make amends. Like, I've had ups and downs with my family, and everyone does, but I think it's important, if at all possible, to do that. But what a strange...
Wow.
Right? Mm-hmm. What a strange fight. I haven't talked in, like, 10 years.
Wow. What was he, like, giving the baby covert kisses? Like, I don't understand.
No, they were like, hey, do you have a cold sore?
Uh-huh.
And he was like, oh, I might. And they're like, yeah. Hand the baby back, and he started going like, and kissing the baby on the head and stuff. So
no, you can't do that.
Yeah.
That's you're just not irresponsible. You're not supposed to kiss babies anyway. But
oh, is that right?
Yeah, that's a rule. You're not, unless they're your own, you're not supposed to just go kissing babies.
Just for obvious reasons?
For the cold sore reason.
Oh,
yeah, for sickness, for anything. They're little immune systems. But
uh-oh.
People do.
Oops.
So.
You've been kissing babies?
I'd be kissing them babies. I'll tell you what.
That's a big no-no.
I'd be smooching them.
Trisha, when you were pregnant, did you have anyone like unsolicited like try to touch your tummy? No. Yes, but like a girlfriend. So
okay.
It was okay.
But not like a stranger or anything.
No. No, but what I got more of that was unwelcome was... Whoa, afterwards, like, oh, you look good, like the ups and downs from strangers, not the people I love and care about, but like that random dude that you see like once a month. It's like, oh, dang, where'd that baby go? I'm like, I don't, leave me alone. Like, get out of here.
I see your situation has changed.
Looky here.
Well.
Good.
Oh, look who's not pregnant anymore.
Yeah, that's creepy. That's
it comes
okay.
from a good place. But.
You had me at your belly smaller. I gained 40 pounds with Nick. when Nick's mom gained like 35 pounds, I gained 40.
Yeah. Gained the same and then some to make her feel better, right?
Yeah. That was the first time I'd ever been overweight, which, you know, thank God I was 30 and I'd never really been overweight before. But that sucked.
It happens. I mean, leading up to it, you just put it on, put it on, put it on. Then they get here and suck it all out of you.
Oh, see, this
see,
is the bad
he's
thing
reading
about
the stream.
I'm reading the stream.
Okay, and yeah. I was too. I don't know why I'm saying it. Like,
yeah, that's good. The worst thing about the stream. It's great because the people are interacting with this, and sometimes they give us good show prep, and they'll bring up a question, or they'll call us out on something that we didn't realize we did. But then you find yourself just like doing the show, looking at yourself, looking at the video of yourself, and then reading things, and so yeah.
Well, Blair wrote a friggin' novel on there, so all three of us are like, "What is that?"
Yeah. Just had to make sure it wasn't like anything big.
Terrible eyesight, Catalina. What does that say?
Yeah, I miss Wheels. He fills a lot of space, and he fills a lot of sports space.
He's back tomorrow.
Yeah.
And he can't read, so there's no worry about him getting wrapped up in the comments.
Kind of mean.
He can read okay.
Corey apologizes for causing a ruckus. Nope, no ruckus at all, Corey. It's just really impossible to not read comments about yourself, right? When they just like pop up.
1,000%.
Like, do I have a booger? Like you just, you never, is it proximate? Is it right now? Is it something going on? Is my eye lazy? Like, so tell me about the Gen Z stare.
Okay, have we talked about this on the air?
Mm-mm.
I thought we did for some reason. Okay,
I think so.
So this is kind of taking over TikTok right now. There's a huge debate raging about what's called the Gen Z stare. And basically, it's when you walk into a place of business where a Gen Z person is working, and they just kind of stare at you. They don't do the typical customer service thing of like, hello, welcome in, what can I do for you today? They just kind of look at you. I have experienced this a lot in the past couple of years. It just feels like sometimes you walk, let's say you walk into a coffee shop, what have you, go into some like little boutique or something, and no one says hi. It's very awkward, especially, I used to be in retail. I was trained to greet every person who came in the door with a smile on my face. So it's just like different from the world I'm used to. But this is something that's happening to people everywhere, and they're calling it the Gen Z stare because it's generally coming from someone from Gen Z, basically looking at you like you're crazy for entering the place of business, or you're getting on their nerves by entering the place of business. Now, a lot of millennials are making videos about this and just kind of like laughing about it, dissecting it. Well, a lot of Gen Z users are getting offended by this and saying like, no, you guys don't understand. The Gen Z stare is us responding to you asking us something stupid. So we're just looking at you like you're an idiot because we think you're idiots. And then the response to that is like, no, you're getting it mixed up. Like there's a difference between looking at someone and just kind of letting them fill in the blanks because they've asked you a stupid question. And then there's you don't even say hello and get the interaction started. So this is a debate that is raging right now that I find very entertaining.
Is it specific to workplaces or is it in general the Gen Zers have a stare?
I think it's in general. The workplace seems to be like the big catalyst that is playing out in online. But people also talk about like a phone call. Maybe you call a Gen Z person on the phone. I don't know like if Phoebe does this or not, but you will call someone who's Gen Z, not saying they all do it, but some, and they don't say hello. They just wait for you to say something. And then the debate raging about that online is like, hey, you called me. You should be introducing yourself. And it's like, okay, I mean, I guess that makes sense if there weren't like 100 years of tradition of saying hello whenever you answer the phone just to like get the conversation started.
So wait, you call young people and they pick up and they expect you to start talking?
Yes. They think it's on you to start the conversation even though they have not said hello.
Oh, no.
I have seen restaurant people on TikTok complaining about this from a customer standpoint. Like they go, you know, as like a waiter or whatever, and they're like, hi, what can I get you? How are you doing today? And then like the Gen Z stare is just all they get back is just like a blank stare back at them. Do you remember my story from a couple weeks ago about the place that I went and I was thinking that maybe I didn't get charged for an item and I didn't say anything. I was getting the Gen Z stare that day. Everything I would say to them, they would just stare at me. And I'd be like, okay. Okay. And then, you know, just like absolute silence. Just like, you know, a stare.
Guess I'm not around that many Gen Zers.
I kind of blame, I blame a lot of things that the young people have social problems with. I kind of blame COVID because I think a lot of them were in like high school at that time, which is a very important, like social time, right?
I get it. I was here. I know COVID was a very big deal in a lot of ways, but it's really become our go-to scapegoat. It seems to me it's been like, well, you know, COVID this, COVID that, COVID ruined my marriage, COVID ruined my kids, COVID this, COVID that. It's just.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that to an extent, because if you do work at Starbucks, for example, when you're doing your onboarding, I've never worked at Starbucks, but I am 100% certain they're like, you need to greet the customer whenever they come up. Like, that's just like very standard, basic human interaction is if someone comes into your place of business, you should acknowledge them in some way. So even if they didn't get that socialization in high school or whatever, they should be getting it when they're training for these jobs. It's just not happening. And I don't know. I just find the whole discourse very funny because ultimately, like, it's a silly thing. It's the kind of thing you can work around. If someone doesn't say hi to you, you can just start the conversation yourself. I've done it myself many times. But just like the immediate like blowback of like, no, we're actually doing it because you're so stupid is kind of funny.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bearers a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
Welcome back, DGS 133. We have Ricky Horton coming up at 2:30. Donna Behringer is going to join us at 3. Ian Mackey and David Barklage are here for the Think Tank coming up at 4 p.m. And then I'm going to go play baseball or get rained out.
Are you going to hit a home run planning on doing that?
I mean, I usually do.
Yeah.
You know.
Did I tell you what the memes I kept seeing? And it was like generally like a cute young lady like at a baseball game or something. And she'll just be filming. And she's like, personally, if it was me, I would just hit it into the stands every single time.
Yeah, why not?
I don't know why they're not making that choice, but you know,
cut
that's
out the middleman.
I think those are so funny.
Yeah, I'm really curious because I played baseball when I was, Nick was around, so 30 to 33. And I've not played since then. And I only know what I'm like at 60. So it's going to be really interesting just to see what the rest of my team's like, what the other team is like. Am I decrepit? Are they? Are we all kind of the same? You know, it's going to be, it's like a reshuffling of the cards again.
Does it feel kind of like the first day of school?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to like make some new friends and get to know what they're into.
What if they don't, what if my new friends don't like me?
I think they're going to like
me. What if no one will sit next to me at OB Clark's?
It is so weird to make new adult friends. Because this is very similar.
It's my first time in a while.
Yeah, very similar to what I went through when I started, going to the cards. Yeah, and it's weird. It's weird to look at these like other like grown adult men with lives and jobs and families and be like, Do you like me? Do you think I'm cool? Are we friends?
Man, like, I'm trying not to talk like that.
I can't help but talk like that. Yeah. That's pretty much what I say to these people
I'm
all day.
I'm really going to not do that today.
And they say, for the last time,
do you
no.
Do want me to hit a home run? Is that what you want?
One of those people, one of the ones that I'm like better friends with, texted me today, and he said, what's your last name? And it hurt.
Yeah,
it
you
hurt
guys my, sound close.
That's the thing. It hurt my feelings. Friends. I've had dinner at this all guy's right. house before, and he's like, what's your last name? I was like, oh,
yikes.
Ouch.
Why did he need your last name?
He's sending me something that he was going to do, and then I'm taking his place. But it was like,
that was the most,
it's hard to explain, but it's
that's
like,
okay.
he needed to transfer something from his name into mine.
Yeah. People on the stream were getting really into the generational thing, and I kind of agree with, I think Dave was saying it, that so I've always known about I didn't know about Generation X until, you know, last 20 years or so. I'm 4 months away from being Gen X, but I've never felt baby boomer at all. Like, that was my sister and my brother and brother-in-law, and they were just older kids than me. So I've always been very Gen X, but I didn't know that's what it was called. And the first time I remember really marking generations, Rach, was when Close was on the show with us, and he would give you such a hard time about being a millennial. And when he would just like, oh, when you get out in the sales force, you're going to understand, and it's going to beat you up like it does everyone else. And like, that's the first time I really clocked like, oh, these like baby boomers don't like millennials, and maybe vice versa. And now it seems like you guys, not you personally, but millennials are sort of like, yep, the crap ran downhill on us, and it's going to run downhill on Gen Z.
Yeah, and I think part of that is just like, social media, you gotta come up with something to talk about.
Gotta have content.
There's a lot of millennials on TikTok. There's a lot of Gen Z kids on TikTok. They just end up feuding about these kind of things. Like, ultimately, I find these conversations very funny. I don't think every Gen Z person is staring at you when you walk into their Caldi's coffee or whatever, but these battles, these back and forths can be pretty entertaining. There does reach a point there where it's like, okay, everybody needs to shut up and focus on something else, because it starts to get like, whenever they start making videos where it's like, all right, for the final time, we're going to drive this point home. It's like, guys, we were having fun.
You just said something I actually had on my show sheet in a little different way. But you know how a generation, and by that I mean like a period of time, because within this generation, we have alphas and we have baby boomers and a few greatest generations still hanging on, but we're all kind of living this thing. It seems to me that this era is about content. And that is exhausting because I'm a content creator for a living. And so it gets exhausting for me, but everyone else is too. Right? Yeah. I just happen to do it for a job.
At levels that are so extreme, too. Oh. You have to churn out so much content. I was watching a marketing video the other day, and it said, you need to put at least 4 pieces of content on every single social media platform every single day to even have the algorithms
pick it up,
take you seriously. Hmm. And it's like, you're doing a 4-hour show, and then there's all this additional content you're supposed to be doing just for the internet to be like, hey, Dave, we're on your side.
Yeah.
That is wild.
And just in life, it's just like, I don't know.
Well, I put this on the sheet yesterday. Like, what did people talk about before there was posting things to the internet? I'm starting to forget what mm-hmm. we used to talk about.
Same.
And it's only been about 10 years of this.
Yeah, what it felt like.
Yeah, like what were we connecting on? Like, how would I do my show prep if all these platforms suddenly went away? I'm not saying I get all my show prep from like Twitter, X, whatever, but it fuels a lot of it. And then that kind of, a lot of times, whatever's trending on those platforms turns into what you see talked about on the news or on your favorite radio show or what have you. So like, what was driving the conversation prior to this? It's tough to remember.
Well, I've talked about this even in the last week of shows, but I think it's a really big difference whenever this happened, probably in the early 2000s, but when we went from a shared experience where everyone watched Johnny Carson and everyone watched the Super Bowl and everyone knew this and everyone knew that and no one knew this and no one knew that, it was so much easier. It was so much easier just to walk into Trisha's office and go like, how about that game?
Yep.
And I knew that you knew what I was talking about, and then we would have pleasantries, we'd go about our day. Now, people are almost necessarily siloed because it's like snowflakes. No two people are going to have the same experience. They're going to be different, and they're probably going to be substantially different. And so I'm trying to convince you to watch my new series, and you're trying to convince me to watch your new series. You know, it's just like, it's this very strange, I think, exhausting time.
Yeah, but it's never going to go back to the way that it was.
That was my question.
No one's going to be like, you know what? I don't want all these options anymore. Like, would you give up Netflix and go back to just watching 5 channels on television? No, you wouldn't.
Right. Altruistically, I think I would probably say yes, but it would be like giving up a drug you're addicted to. It would just be.
But like, why? Like, logically, why would you make that choice to go backwards?
The only reason I would is to have the kind of life I had at the time that was available. But that 2 + 2 doesn't equal 4.
Yeah.
Like, even if I went back to channel 2, 4, 5, 11, 30, and 9, my life isn't going to be like it was in 1987.
Yeah, so you would need everyone to agree and make that choice with you. And it's just not going to happen. Yeah,
not going to happen.
Yeah.
What's the deal about me? Did you know I'm a glamour witch?
Oh, no. Tell me about that.
Oh, it's just very glamorous, witchy kind of stuff.
It doesn't surprise me.
No, no. If anyone you know is going to be a glamour witch, it's going to be me.
His TikTok algorithm thought that he was a witch.
Well, I think thought's kind of a mean word.
figured out that he was a witch.
Yeah, cracked it.
Surmised.
And then was like, actually, he's a glamour witch, which is just like a fancy witch from what I can understand. Yes, yes, yes.
Sexy. That makes sense. I mean, if TikTok or whatever is going to say, hey, Dave's a witch, I would say you're a pretty witch.
So is it like a glamorous witch or a witch that specializes in magical glamours?
It's both. It's a good question.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a good question. No, most of our spells revolve around glamour.
Yeah, okay.
And then we are very glamorous ourselves.
Yeah. Can you do other spells or is it just glamour?
Me personally, no. It's all basically.
Oh, so they really hit the nail on the head there.
For me, it's mostly skincare.
So. Side note, it turns out that glamour is one of those words that if you say it enough, it just becomes a mush of letters and it loses all meanings.
Well, since Dave is a glamour witch, I thought of him whenever I saw this article in the Wall Street Journal this morning. This is about witches who get on Etsy.
I've got this.
Yeah. They sell their spells on Etsy. Sometimes they charge as little as like $15 for a good old fashioned spell to make sure the Knicks lose game 5 or like a love spell. That'll be $25. And a lot of witches are making a good living doing this all through the Etsy platform, which I find very interesting. Most of them will only do a spell once. But if you haven't gotten results within 3 months, they might give you a redo. But under no circumstances will you be refunded for a spell.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think this whole thing is very interesting because a lot of people, who, when they were asked, like, so why are you buying these spells? Do you believe in magic? A lot of people said, like, well, you know, not necessarily, but it can't hurt to try. And if it doesn't work, I'm only out $15.
So if you had a friend, not me, but you had a friend who was a witch and you liked them and you trusted them, and they said, look, I can't give it to you for free because it doesn't work, but I'll give you a really good spell for $15. Would you not do it for any sort of, like, I'm not going to mess with the devil kind of thing? Or would you just be like, yeah, give me the spell?
It wouldn't be the devil. I just don't want to be manipulating other people. Like, do you remember a couple weeks ago we talked about the girl who bought a spell online, a love spell for this guy she was interested in? And then the woman casting the spell basically just went behind her back and told the guy about it. Like, that would be very humiliating if anyone found out I was doing a spell on them. So I would probably just stay away from the whole thing just to keep my hands clean, I guess. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I wouldn't, like, judge anybody for getting their own spell, but I don't think it's for me,
Trish,
to do something like that.
I guess it depends on the spell, what it promises to do, and at the price tag for $15, I might try it. Now, I don't want to manipulate anybody to love into loving anybody or looking more or less glamorous than they intend to. But maybe under the right circumstances for the right price, I might give it a shot. Yeah,
you know, Andrew's buying all them spells.
To be clear, Dave said if you really, you know, trusted a witch, I would never trust a witch ever. Are you kidding me?
Hello.
One point of clarification. Do you get to cast the spell?
No, the witch casts the spell.
They cast it for you. So they're not, like, sending you the instructions.
I don't think it works if you do it, if you're not a witch.
Hmm.
By the way, if Wheeler was here, he'd be like, this is so stupid. Magic isn't real.
What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about. It's waste my time.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Welcome back, guys. DGS and Cable X. Wheeler will be back tomorrow. I'll be out Friday, and then we'll all be back together the week after. Are you guys old enough to have any memory of missed connections?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like in the RFT. Mm-hmm. Remember that?
Yep.
Like, you were blonde with a ponytail drinking a chocolate martini.
Have I never told you this, that I had a missed connection?
No! I'm so jealous.
On the internet. Yeah, it was a Craigslist missed connections.
Oh, but I'm so jealous.
Yeah. That's cool.
Was it creepy?
No, it was some guy with a skateboard outside the airport. We chatted before a flight, and then just weeks later, I never went on there, but I was at my cousin's house. She's like, you ever get on there? It's super funny. Sure enough, he's like, I met you outside the airport. I was doing this. Tell me what I was like wearing or something. So
did you get back with him?
Yeah, we went on a couple of dates. Very nice. That was about as much as he had
no
going
love
for
connection.
Him.
Yeah. Yeah. Skateboarding outside the airport.
Skateboarding outside the airport.
He just kept inviting you to do that.
And he was like, I like music and skateboards. I'm like, I like one of those things, but not as much as you do.
That's great.
Why was he skateboarding outside the airport?
He was taking his skateboard to somewhere. I genuinely don't remember. It's been so long now. It was just really a cosmic what are the odds.
Mm-hmm.
I always wanted one of those. I would look at the ones in the RFT, like just pore over them, mm-hmm. knowing this was going to be my week and never was. I would even try to read into things that weren't me, like you're tall and have dark hair. And I'm like, that could be me. I could absolutely.
I could have been standing in shadow. Who's
so
to say?
Now it's a big thing on TikTok, I guess.
People
are starting to do that, like they used to do on Craigslist and at the RFT and things like that.
I've seen people post like, if you are dating a man named Danny, he is at the Arizona blah blah blah, and he's flirting with a girl, and those always go viral.
I've seen those too.
Yeah,
Danny.
Can't be doing that.
Do you guys see that France's first lady is defending the fact that she's a woman? There's a big rumor out there that she was born a male.
Macron's
wife,
the face pusher,
and she's Francis actually like engaging with people
lady?
Over this. And Stevie Wonder came out today to push back on the fact that he can see. Yes,
people are claiming that he's faking
it.
Yes,
it's always been a thing. My whole life, it was a thing. There was this famous video when someone knocked over a mic stand and he caught it, and like that, this whole thing's been a big scam. And just I swear to God, this is true. When I read the Macron story, I thought of that, and the next story I saw on my phone was that the Stevie Wonder is now pushing back on people who are saying that he has sight.
I'm reading about the Bridget Macron thing. I mean, so there were these two women who made a YouTube video laying out like how she's lying and she was originally a man. She became a woman. Well, they're pointing to a man named Jean Michael, who is actually her brother. I mean, I could see if I were a public figure and people were making money off of saying lies about me, I would probably sue them too and try to do something about it. Like the whole thing. There's a big right-wing conspiracy that Michelle Obama
is
transgender,
thing.
Basically.
Yeah.
I don't think she's ever touched that or addressed that, but I wouldn't blame her if she did. I mean, it's like mean, nasty stuff to do to another person. So, and I say this as like not a big fan of the of Bridget Macron. I still think the whole like pushing Emmanuel's face in the plane was weird, and I would like to learn more about that.
Face pushing is weird.
Yeah,
yeah, that's an odd move.
Yeah.
Like, even if you're just, oh, we're just joking around, like, I don't joke like that. That's a weird way to joke. So.
And that face he made.
Yeah, it didn't seem like they were joking at all. Not to me, anyway.
Dave says, I will say I did actually see Stevie Wonder drive Steve Harvey's car. Okay.
Okay, interesting. He probably shouldn't have done that.
Yeah. Probably not great.
That sounds dangerous.
What's Steve Harvey doing these days?
Still hosting The Feud.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
He's a great host.
Wasn't he all, look at me starting rumors now, but wasn't he like up in the Diddy stuff?
What?
I
have not heard anything about that. Very interesting. I'm going to have to do some digging.
That's how things get started. That's how companies get sued.
We're going to get sued just like those there two were, French ladies.
I don't know if I ever heard that one specifically, but it's not an unsafe bet. There were a lot of people supposedly tied up in the Diddy stuff. But, you know, much like Epstein, I'm sure it'll come out like, oh, no. That was actually nothing.
Anyone watch the Home Run Derby last night?
No.
This is when I miss Wheeler.
Was it fun? How many home runs did they hit?
It was terrible. It's the worst one I've ever seen. They've really gone bro. Like, it was hosted by Pat McAfee, who was wearing no sleeves, and everything he said was like this. Are you ready to see some home runs? And I'm like, when did this happen? When did everything? That may be my most hated thing about this era, this culture, is the bro stuff. It's just so stupid. It's just so cringy.
So is there a winner of the home run derby?
Yes.
Was it Shohei, I'm guessing?
No, he didn't even compete.
Oh, okay.
No, it's a guy named Cal Raleigh, who's, I think, leading the MLB in home runs right now.
Nice.
And then Jazz Chisholm only hit 3, which is only 3 more than I hit. So
he's
taking a lot of crap.
Do you know, is it like completely voluntary if they want to participate in this or not? So if they want to say like, nah, it's the All-Star break, I'm not doing anything, they can just stay home.
That's a big controversy right now, is a lot of players who were selected to play on the All-Star game said no. And so it's the whole like, oh, this new generation of player, they're this and they're that and they're selfish and they don't care about the sport. A lot of pitchers who they'd have to change their next start. And then this guy, Mizrowski, who is a stud, but he's only pitched in 5 games his entire career, replaced a couple of the Phillies players. And then the Phillies players went off on him and said that it's like the Savannah Bananas. That's what the MLB has become. So, a lot of hurt feelings.
A lot of drama.
A lot of drama. Breaks out loud. That's easy
gauges. This storm breaks loose. Just have. How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Bryan Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.